go. So Ellen Astier, recording on the 26th of August 2009. Could you introduce yourself for me?
Yes, my name's Derek Spinks. I'm born in Letchworth. I've lived in Letchworth most of my life, although I was away at school. And then I had 4 years in the forces, came back, and then went away to another retailer out of town for 3 years to learn a little bit. Came back, I think it was 1950, and took over the shop that we, my father and my grandfather, started in 1908.
And what year were you born, if you don't mind me asking?
Sorry?
What year were you born?
1923.
Brilliant, thank you.
So I'm a staggering 86.
Very impressive. Can you tell me a bit about your family and so how they came to Letchworth to set up their shop?
Yes, my uncle came to Letchworth. He was in the ladies' side of retailing, and he was with John Lewis at Cambridge as a overseer or something, I'm not sure what, and then decided to start up on his own, came to Letchworth and started there. And my father, who was the my father, trying to get a relationship, doesn't matter, does it? You mess it about, yeah. My father, who was the youngest of a Victorian family and so on, and he came to Letchworth with my grandfather. In fact, I think my grandfather wanted to start a business here on the men's side, and I think he, in those days, if you were told to do something, you did it. And my father, who was training as an architect actually, packed it in and came and helped my grandfather, who died soon, 4 years after it started. And then of course my father carried on with the business from 1912, I think, when my grandfather died. So that's the sort of the main story of how I got here.
And they came from Essex, is that correct?
My uncle, who was Ernest, who started the drapery business.
So was he E.E. Spinks?
He was Ernest, yeah. He came, and he he came from Essex, I think. I think it was Dunmore, actually,
yeah, that's
he
had what been I at.
And then he went to Cambridge, and he was at Cambridge and then went here. The family in general came from East Anglia anyway. Actually, I thought it was Norwich, but I'm probably wrong. Essex, okay. So that's the family.
And what was your father's name?
Frank.
Okay. And what was your grandfather's name?
George Henry. That's pretty good. I never knew him, of course. He died in 1912, but I know it was George. Yeah.
And so you took over from your father, or did you went and worked there first of all?
Sorry?
Did you go and work in the shop before you went?
Yeah,
did you go straight in as manager, or did you?
No, the whole thing with me was I never knew what I wanted to do. The only thing I knew as a child was I didn't want to go into business. That was the only thing. It was all negative. And then when I left school, I started went to college in architecture again. This was in well, beginning of the war, actually. I did 1 year, and then I went into the forces for 4 years. I was in the Air Force for 4 years, came out and decided that at the age of 23 or whatever it was, I didn't want to start and go back to architecture and do 5 years and so on, not earn any money till year 30. The attitude now is rather different than it was then. So it was a very negative thing, and I drifted into the business. That's what happened, which was the wrong thing to do, because it was never really my, you know, wasn't really what I should have done, but there we are.
And what happened to the drapery side of the business? Who inherited that from your uncle?
Yeah, well, he came, Ernest came and started it. He had two sons, Kenneth and Leslie. And Ernest retired in, I think, 1932. About 30. Then. I think it was 32, a long time ago. And the sons took over. Kenneth, quite frankly, ran the thing and so on. And he was in the shop and so on. And Leslie did the drapery part and went out and measured curtains and all that sort of thing. But they were the two partners.
Okay.
And then eventually when Kenneth's son, Brian, had been a teacher, and he came in, went into the business, and I don't think he really enjoyed it particularly, but he was in there, and then Kenneth retired, can't remember when exactly, about 1988, or something like that, I don't know. Anyway, he was quite an old man. He retired, the other one retired. Brown carried on for some time. And then it was taken over by Pointers.
Oh.
Can't remember what they called it. What was it? Changed the name of the shop anyway. That was the story of the Spinks family.
Oh. So what happened to your shop?
My shop, I carried on until till I was 60, and then I retired. And we owned the property, in actual fact. So I let the property. It was half owned by me and my sister, you know, it was left over. And it was taken over when I retired 26 years ago by a plumber. I was plumbing things, and he was there for 10 years or something like that, and then moved.
Where was Sphinx's on, where was your shop on Lays Avenue?
Yeah, when they first came here, we had the a small shop attached more or less to the drapers on the other side of the road. And then, soon afterwards anyway, they moved over to the other side, which is now Christian Bookshop.
Oh, okay. So that's a big store.
Yeah, I haven't actually been in it since, but I mean, yeah,
it looks on the screen quite a large shop.
My father, actually, having been in architecture, designed the place anyway and did the whole thing himself. He was quite clever and all that sort of thing.
I'm just going to pause it. Sorry. There we go. So we can carry on. Brief stop for the fire alarm. So can you just sort of explain the sort of things that you sold in your in the gentleman's department?
Yeah, we sold just men's and boys' things. A lot of school uniforms, which were much more strict in the old days than they are now, I think. But we did a lot of that. Conventional, not modern sort of menswear. Those are conventional things.
Was this tailoring? Did you do tailoring at all?
Used to do, sorry?
Tailoring, suits and...
Yeah, not to any, a certain amount of bespoke, but not much now.
And did you sell sort of hats and shoes as well, or was it just...
Hats, yes, certainly. Shoes, no. The only shoes we did were sort of gym shoes, which was in the boys' things, you know.
What's who did you do the school uniform for? Which schools did you... Was it like now, where you have a set uniform, or did they all sort of wear similar things?
Well, most of the junior schools, I suppose. They weren't tired to come to us, but we did it. And then we did the grammar school, Norton Road, Highfield, or whatever, and
Fernhill.
Was it William School, the other one that closed? Yeah.
Oh, that's very
well. The grammar school and secondary modern schools, mainly. Yeah.
And what was the shop like? Was it a quite a busy shop, do you think, or?
It wasn't particularly big, no. It was extended in about 1960. We had the extension part, which gave us a boys' department.
And did you get a lot of customers?
No.
Did it early on?
Never had enough, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Did it earlier on? Because obviously I suppose the way people wore clothes and fashions change, but earlier on when your father and your grandfather opened it, had it been a busy shop?
Had it been a...
Busy shop when your grandfather opened it? Early on?
No.
Always been quite quiet?
Yeah.
And did you employ any other staff?
Yeah, I had three normally.
Serving or?
Yeah.
Okay. And what were the customers like who came to you? Do you have any vivid memories?
Oh, they were excellent, yeah. All customers are good. I think general public, you know.
And how would, because I wonder whether it's changed a lot how people are served in the shops compared to now.
Yeah, well, in those days you served in the shop. Somebody came in and you dealt with everything they got. It wasn't all self-selection all over the place. I think in those days staff had to know much more than they do now, because there isn't this self-selection and so on. So I think that's the big difference.
So did you have to train your staff in sort of knowledge?
Yeah, well, you do.
To train them.
Extent.
Did you employ men or did you employ women as well?
I employed almost nearly always men, but I did have one lady for a time.
Okay.
But mainly men, yeah.
Can you describe what it was like inside? Because as you say, you didn't sort of have this self-selection like you have now.
Everything was... you got rails, of course, with you know, trousers and jackets and suits and that sort of thing, shirts and other types of clothing were in, in an area that is not sort of selected, but that could be seen, I suppose.
Okay, so you didn't have it in sort of drawers or on shelves or?
Yeah, some shelves and drawers and things, but yeah.
Mostly out so they could see it.
Huh?
It was mostly out so they could see it. Your customers could see things.
Well, people could see the things, yeah, but there was none of the self-selection.
Okay, that's really interesting. Can you remember, when did the shop shut? Shop shut?
Well, I can't tell you exactly when, but we sold the premises about 8 years ago, I suppose,
okay.
Eight, perhaps 10 years ago, to the corporation.
The Heritage Founding, corporation.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I think, is there anything else you'd like to add, or?
No.
Well, I'll switch it off then.